My brothers and sisters in the Lord, our Orthodox brothers and sisters have a tradition when they celebrate Easter. It's part of their tradition to tell a funny or humorous story or antidote in order to celebrate not only the joy of Easter Day, but also the wonder and the amazement. So I have a little story for you this morning. One day, a husband and a wife went to see a medical doctor. The husband was feeling very ill. And after the doctor examined him, he sent him out into the waiting room. And the doctor called his wife in to speak to her separately. And the doctor told the wife, "I'm very concerned about your husband. He is under a great deal of stress. And if something doesn't change very soon, he is going to die." And the wife was very frantic. And she said, "Doctor, what must we do?" And the doctor said, "This is what I want you to do. Every morning when your husband awakes, I want you to make him breakfast in bed. And then make him a nutritious lunch. And then find out whatever he wants for dinner and make sure you make it from scratch and have a nice candlelight setting. And make sure you don't bring any problems or issues to him. And most importantly, do not nag him. And if you do all of these things for 9 to 12 months straight, your husband will be healed." And the wife thanked the doctor, and she went out, and she met her husband in the waiting room. And as they were walking to the car, the husband now is very nervous. And he looks at his wife and says, "What did the doctor say?" And she just looked at him and said, "Honey, the doctor said you're going to die." Now, my brothers and sisters, that may be a funny antidote or story. Some of you may be saying, "Father, that's gospel truth." But whatever it may be, there's a reason for that story, because today we do not celebrate death, we celebrate life. We know that death does not have the final say. But we are a people of the resurrection. Christ is our light. And we come here in this church on this Easter morn in order to celebrate that our Lord Jesus did not stay in that tomb, but rose from the dead, so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he sent his only son so that we may not perish, but so that we may have eternal life." That death has been conquered. And certainly, my brothers and sisters, in order for this to occur, Good Friday had to happen. The Lord had to walk the way of the cross. And he had to die on that cross for you and for me. But every Good Friday gives way to an Easter Sunday. When I was in training before being ordained a priest, I served in one of our African American parishes in the city. And that's really where I learned how to preach. As some people say, "Father, you're a little dramatic at times." But that's the way it is. Sometimes I have to preach to the frozen chosen. But you see, my friends, you got it. But at one of the homilies, I remember the priest using sort of a call and response. And it was Good Friday. And it went something like this: "It's Good Friday, but Sunday's coming." And so he would say, "It's Good Friday, and my Jesus is being nailed to the cross. But Sunday is coming. It's Good Friday. And my Lord is dying on that tree. But Sunday is coming." And the deacon would shout out, "Preach it, Father, preach it." And he would go on, and it would get louder and louder. He said, "It's Good Friday, and Mary is mourning at the foot of the cross. But Sunday's coming." And at the end of that homily, it would crescendo to where he would say, "It's Friday," and the whole congregation would shout out, "But Sunday's coming. My brothers and sisters, Sunday is here. Easter is here. We have arrived after our Lenten observance to celebrate the joy of this day." And certainly, my friends, we know from our own lives and our own lived experience, we all have our Good Fridays. The world has its Good Fridays. We turn on the television and we turn on the news. Violence, war, terrorism. And the litany goes on and on. The Good Fridays in our own life, issues with our health or finances, problems with broken relationships and broken families, whatever it may be, all of us have our Good Fridays and our Good Friday moments. But Sunday's coming. Easter's coming. And we have arrived. The ancient symbol for Easter, my brothers and sisters, for the early church, was the anchor. Why? What does an anchor do? It keeps the boat steady. It keeps the boat in place. It keeps the boat in a fixed position, no matter what the waves or the weather may be doing. My friends, on Easter Sunday, we are reminded that Jesus is our anchor. And no matter what the storms of life may be, this day or yesterday or tomorrow, that the Lord continues to keep us steadfast. He allows us to be fixed in our walk of being a disciple, so that you and I, no matter what the storms of life may bring, may not go here and there with the ways of the world, but we may remain connected to the Lord Jesus. Christ is our light. And we are called, my friends, to bring the light of the resurrection to a world that desperately needs to see the face of God. As our Holy Father of happy memory, Pope St. John Paul II, used to love to say, quoting St. Augustine, "We are an Easter people, and Alleluia is our song." Christ is risen. Christ is truly risen. What's the translation of that? Christ is risen. And if you didn't get it the first time, you dummy, Christ is truly risen from the dead. And we are those witnesses, witnesses of the resurrection. And so as we gather here on Easter morn, the fundamental question, my brothers and sisters, for us is this: do we leave this church changed? Do we leave this church transformed? Do we leave this church transfigured? Does the message of the gospel, does the presence of the risen Jesus change us? Or do we just go back to our ordinary old ways and habits and sins? Or do we leave here with a renewed strength and a renewed sense of mission and knowing that Christ continues to lighten the path for you and for me? And do we celebrate the joy of the resurrection because we are an Easter people? One little final story. A man was driving down a road, and he accidentally ran over a rabbit. And the man stopped the car because he was very distressed that he ran over this rabbit, and he jumped out, and the rabbit was lying there dead. A few moments later, another woman saw what happened. She pulled on the side of the road. She jumped out of her car. She opened her trunk. She got out a spray can, and she went over and she sprayed the rabbit. And all of a sudden, the rabbit came back to life. And the rabbit hopped about 10 feet. He turned around and he waved. And he hopped another 10 feet, and he turned around and waved. And he hopped another 10 feet, and he turned around and waved. And he continued this until he was off in the distance. The man was totally amazed, and he said to the woman, "What is in that can?" And she gave it to him, and he read the label. It said, "Hairspray." "Brings dead hair to life and gives it a permanent wave." My brothers and sisters, we have something better than hairspray here. We have the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. We are an Easter people, and Alleluia is our song. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And the church says, Amen.